Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is good to be alive right about now. If you have not been outside today, I just want to say, go outside. Go for a walk. Because after the chilly weekend, it's really nice out. And why does it Monday have to be nicer than Saturday and Sunday? Well, that's because we live in Minnesota and we can't have nice things. You probably know by now this is not Paul Douglas. This is not Jordana Green. This is Blaise Olson sitting in for Paul and Jordana today. It's kind of like the twins. So, you know, somebody gets hurt, somebody's out for a couple days, they got to call somebody from St. Paul. So we're going to decide, am I Royce White? Or am I Jose Miranda? Royce White came up, hit a home run. Everybody clamored for him to stay. Became a controversy. Meanwhile, Jose Miranda, they're wondering if he can even play in St. Paul some days because, as one inside baseball mind said, he couldn't hit the water if he was falling out of a canoe. So thanks for joining us today, this Monday. There's a lot of news, but I just want to just set the stage here of it's May 23rd, 2022. And you know me as WCCO's political analyst, so you're going to hear a lot of my takes and my views the rest of the year. Some will be right, some will be wrong, but on a beautiful Monday, with the twins back in town, they're playing well, school's about to get out for the summer, I think that we just all need to take a deep breath. Remember, there's a long time before the election. The legislative session is not the be-all, end-all of the world. Yes, it is if you live in that bubble. But I spent the last two weekends at political conventions. And I'd like to hear from you sometime during these 3 hours, but sooner rather than later, what's the number one, only one, what's the number one issue you want candidates to talk about and listen about this year? And I want to know where you're from. I don't want to know your name. And you can text to 651-461-9226. Again, one issue. Pick one issue that you want candidates for governor, the legislature, to talk about and listen. Because I will tell you that two weekends in a row in Rochester, Minnesota, I saw what the activists want to talk about. And I want to know, does Minnesota want to talk about those issues? Does Minnesota think election security is a top five issue in Minnesota? Does Minnesota think trans rights is a top five issue in Minnesota this year? 651-461-9226. Blaise in for Paul and Jordana. And then The other thing is, this is kind of a closed circuit. I mean, we are the official station of the Timberwolves. They just announced the Tim Connelly news. Tim Connelly, president of the Denver Nuggets, coming to Minnesota. Going to be a big part of the operation here. Thought to be a world-class exec. Has won a world championship in Toronto. Since we're the official radio station of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Timberwolves Radio Network, I am willing to talk to A-Rod about his own PR strategies. I know he probably has some great PR people around him. I know he seems like a really good guy. He's clearly doing a good job of embracing Minnesota. But if you haven't heard, getting that selfie on the gram with the press release on the screen is not the way your PR people wanted you to leak the news that Tim Connelly was going to be the next president. So, A-Rod, I'm here. Timberwolves, I'm here. If he needs, somebody. Because just think, I could go into sports PR. I could, wind down after the election, this political analyst thing. And I'd probably deal with just as much drama and just as much craziness in the NBA as I deal with at the Minnesota Capitol. Tell me what you think. 651-461-9226. We're going to talk to Maxie later about this Connelly move. We're going to talk about the fast food Hall of Fame that you would want to be in a later hour. There's a White Castle Hall of Fame. And two Minnesotans were recently inducted. So what Hall of Fame would you want to be in? Again, 651-461-9226. Blois in for Paul and Jordana. Dave Josephson, he's going to keep me on the air, hopefully for 3 hours leading up to the Twins versus the Tigers on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 317. I'm Blois Olson, sitting in for Paul and Jordana today. You're right. Royce Lewis, not Royce White. Big difference. Two different sports. One of them's still playing their sport. One of them's not. And I got to confess, I have to confess this. When Royce Lewis came up and I kept hearing his name and I wrote it in the take a couple days, I knew at some point I was going to say the wrong name at the wrong time. And as a Blois, if there were two Bloises, like there are two Royces, then that would get confusing as well. So, yes, which I think says that I'm probably more Jose Miranda because I already, struck out once today.
Let me just interject here, Blois, for a second. We're talking about names, and you're talking about unusual names. And I don't know if I've asked you this, but do you know any other Bloises? Are you the only Blois you know?
I do not know any other Bloises. I have seen online Blois as a last name.
Oh, okay.
Like on Twitter, there's like a couple people. And I've heard that people have met other Bloises, but I've never met another Blois.
So I was at a friend in town, and we went camping last weekend, and my friend is married to a guy with a first name Clifford, which is unique. That's cool. He's the only Clifford I know. And then some other friends of friends.
Yeah, but he's a larger, Cliff, right?
No, he's a Clifford.
Okay.
Yeah. I think sometimes Cliff, but usually the full thing. So there was a dozen or so, or 14 maybe of us on this camping trip. There was not one, not two, but three men named Clifford on a camping trip of 13 people. How is that possible? There was three Cliffords.
Did you plug it into the Star Tribune name thing?
No. What's that?
You heard about this, didn't you? Oh, last week, the Star Tribune put out a database with all the names in Minnesota for 2021 that kids were named. And then you could type in the name and it would give you a historical perspective of those names. So you were asking me off air how the morning show's going. Well, you have Blois and Vanita. Neither one of us showed up in the Star Tribune database because I don't think Vanita was born in Minnesota, and it didn't go back far enough, 50 years, for my name to pop up. And there were no other Bloises named in Minnesota last year. So there you go. So you could see how many Minnesotans were named Clifford last year.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, and oh, this is hard to interpret, but it was fairly popular, pretty high back in the 30s, and has dropped to almost none.
Now. Right.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Insight, deep insight here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Should we spend the next 2.5 hours just plugging names?
Names in?
Yeah. Well, probably not.
Probably not.
Okay.
Your texts are coming in. Again, I mentioned that I had spent the last 2 weekends with the fringes of each party. The DFL activists this past weekend, Republicans a week ago. I know what the activists want to talk about. But what is one issue that Minnesotans, you, our listeners, want to talk about? Send me your text, 651-461-9226. Here we go. Number one, the checks and balances at the legislature. Okay. Somebody wants to talk about fighting cystic fibrosis. Now, I'd put that in the healthcare bucket. Couple folks, taxing Social Security checks. Couple folks there. Public safety, John in Minnetonka. Thank you, John. He says, I ain't going downtown until it's safer. John, gotcha. Higher Social Security checks. So they want a cost of living increase to their Social Security health care issues. One listener said, a couple of ones reminded me, Royce Lewis, not Royce White. Thank you very much. Brian in Minnetonka, I asked for one issue. You sent me four. Brian, this is not hard. There will be 4, 5, 10, 12, 35 issues during this election. But just pick one. Pick one that you want candidates to listen and talk less. Homestead property tax update, says Brian in Wayzata. How much money do educators want? Give me the number. No smoke and mirrors. If we give that amount, would they never ask for more? Otherwise, funding education is a black hole, says Ron from Roseville. Well, Ron, the one thing we have to deal with here is cost of living and inflation, which is another issue folks want to talk about. Another texter says reducing the tax burden in Minnesota. K-12 general formula is pretty high. If it was last updated in the early 90s, live in Elbertville, and our taxes have gotten so high, we haven't been able to pass a levy. We've laid off 8.8% of our staff in the last 18 months. And that is one of those issues that I can tell you, having watched politics for 30-plus years here, is that where populations surge, issues become different. So if you have a population like Elbertville with newer housing stock, younger families, suddenly there's more pressure on the education system. And if you live in a declining enrollment community, then there's, you know, this idea of, well, they have a lot of money. Do they need levies? How many kids are there? Et cetera, et cetera. Later, we're going to talk to Susie Jones. She's going to stop by. We're going to see what Susie lives a very interesting life. We're going to see what she did this last weekend. Friday, I went to the DFL convention in Rochester. And Saturday and Sunday, I played golf. And I went to my first graduation party of the year. And I got to tell you, David, spring brings so many reasons for hope. But graduation parties, you look at these young people, and I feel like the older I get, the more I'm excited for them to just get out there and go. And that's one of those feelings this time of year. Blois Olson in for Paul and Jordana today. Your topics, your calls, your texts, 651-461-9226 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're back. Sitting in. We're talking about this election year. I know, Blois is on, so we have to talk politics. But let's face it, it is the news of the day between the legislature, the kickoff of the campaign season, these conventions we just came out of. So I do like to talk about other things, but I thought it would be timely today. And your texts are rolling in at 651-461-9226. Joe says, defund the welfare program. There's plenty of good paying jobs out there right now. Specifically, Joe, what program are you talking about? Tara texts in. She's from Albertville. She says they need a stronger commercial industrial tax base to minimize the burden for schools on homeowners. Social Security taxes for seniors. And then a few of you have texted in education. Claudia in Shoreview, she says, especially early ed for underprivileged schools. Funding educational mandates or fully funding them. Don from Hugo says the one issue we should talk about, we should listen on, is crime. Well, here's my punchline for the year. There's going to be a lot of shiny objects that you see ads about, and if you're on social media at all, they're going to be distracting. They're going to be like shiny objects, and we're going to talk about them here on the radio too because they make for good talk radio topics like election integrity or voter ID. But I believe that this election will come down to public safety, education, and a woman's right to choose. And a woman's right to choose was not on that list until 3-4 weeks ago. It was kind of sitting on the side. Maybe it was going to be a factor. But I think that's what candidates are going to talk about. And or I think those are the issues that if voters are going to change their mind in the governor's race specifically between voting for a Democrat or a Republican this time versus last time, I feel like schools, public safety, and a woman's right to choose are going to be the three issues. And so your texts are starting to line up there. The mood will be set by taxes, inflation, etc. I think that's where we're going to have a deeper discussion. So this is why I asked the question, because in September, August and September and part of October, this is kind of news that I'm breaking right now. I'm going to do a statewide tour and I will check in throughout the state.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With CCO on the Morning Take and through our newsletters. But this whole concept that we have different concerns in different parts of the state, I want to get to the bottom of that. So I'm going to come to your Main Street Cafe. I'm going to, you know, visit your local officials. I'm going to talk to local candidates. But we're going to kind of take the temperature of Minnesota leading up to the election. Because I feel like at CCO here, we're obligated to talk to the whole state. Yeah, our ratings are about the Twin Cities, and majority of the people live in the Twin Cities. But I can tell you, whether I'm in Rochester or Brainerd or Duluth or Albert Lea or Worthington, and I'm talking or meeting with people, they listen to CCO. And so I want to reflect back the mood of Minnesota this year so that we hear about these issues. Patrick wants to talk about reimbursement of income for landlords that were hurt during the pandemic. Patrick, I work on that issue. You may know that. And you should have had a way to recapture some of your costs. And if you didn't, I'm sorry. Reach out to your trade association or your elected officials and share your story. 651-461-9226. What else do you want to talk about with elected officials this year, whether and candidates? You know, half of the legislature might be new. Half. Imagine going into work one day and half your coworkers are new. Or if you're a teacher and half your kids are new one day. What would that feel like? How would you get things done? So we could have a half to a third of the legislature being new next session. You think this session was crazy? You think this session didn't get anything done? What if there's half to a third new members and it stays divided? That's the real thing to think about. How do we move beyond this partisanship? How do we talk about the issues on the radio, in our communities that aren't driven by the far left or the far right? Surprise, surprise, I got an invite to South St. Paul Mayor Jimmy Francis. I wonder if the mayor does anything or if he just drives around and listens to the radio because he always texts in. I think do we have a call, David?
Yeah, let's go to Brian in Minnetonka here.
All right. Brian, you're sending a lot of texts. I'm glad you called because I feel like there's a lot on your mind today.
Hey, boys. Every year, you know, comes down to the deal where we're always, you know, going overtime, got to have special sessions and all this, you know, BS. And it's annoying because they have all year long to get things done, but they're so partisan and they're so polarized that every year we got to have a special session. How do we as a state get rid of the bicameral legislator and just have a unicameral where we have one big house, and if you got more Republicans and Democrats, you know, they get what they want. And the other thing that bugs me is, you know, when they get this special session, they get to collect their daily
stipend,
whatever. Yeah, per diem and stuff. They shouldn't get paid for that because they're screwing up. I mean, how does the state get rid of the system that we got right now?
Brian, thanks for the call. The fact of the matter is we'd have to have a constitutional amendment pass by the voters, And in order to get that constitutional amendment on the ballot, the legislature would have to pass it. So they'd essentially have to change, they'd have to let voters vote on whether or not to change the system. And unicameral is one idea or one solution. Some people think the legislature should be full-time so we don't have these deadlines so that they can do their work continuously throughout the year, because some legislators say they're doing the work throughout the year anyways, so therefore they might as well just be full-time. Look, it's, you know, overall, it's like that famous quote, it's not a great system, but it's the best one history has provided us so far. And I know it doesn't feel like that today at 3:40 on Monday, May 23rd, after they didn't get their work done again. But, you know, there are a lot of dynamics to this. And we have another caller.
Yeah, let's go to Tim in Pillager, Minnesota, just outside of Brainerd. Maybe you're going to visit there on your big statewide tour.
I always love it when people from greater Minnesota call. Tim, thanks for calling.
Well, you asked for the call. I think one of the biggest things that needs to be dealt with is how elected legislators are wed to their party. And the fact that we have a split legislature, the only one in the nation, and with folks beholding to the extremes in their party, we can't get anything done. It's just worse and worse and worse. So I would like to hear legislative candidates say, I'm going to do what's right for my area and actually be held accountable for that, you know, that type of thing. The other thing I would comment on, it was really sad, and you tried to address it, to listen to so many people beating on public education. You touched on it. There's a 6 to 8% increase in the CPI. People forget that schools have massive fixed costs as well, from textbooks to gasoline to electricity to whatnot, and we get a 2% from the state legislature and a 6 to 8% increase in the CPI. So we're automatically 4 to 6% behind from this year forward, and people will drag out some 20-year statistic that education costs have gone up 40% over 20 years. Well, it's 2% a year, for crying out loud.
Yeah, Tim, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling from Pillager. I will be up there a few times this summer. I'll try to let the – we'll publish the tour dates in the morning take and talk about it on the radio. Tim, thanks for calling. Look, there are no easy solutions right now when you deal with inflation or the challenges of education. What I've started to realize is that we almost have to kind of start from zero and build back up the understanding of what government funding goes for in education or healthcare or elections or college or anything, because it just feels like it's gotten kind of messy. We go to another call here. Virgil in Nicolet. Virgil, thanks for calling News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about term limits.
Yep. What about them? Turn down your radio, Virgil.
Oh, sir. Sorry about that.
No problem. What about term limits?
Well, I think it's a real issue. We need to have them vote on themselves for. And I think me included have been voting these same people in for a long, long time because I trust them, but I can't count on them. So, and that's the one I want to talk to them about is term limits.
I got it. Virgil, thanks for calling in. We do not have term limits in Minnesota. And again, we'd need the legislature to pass a ballot referendum to let the voters vote on term limits. And this has been kind of one of those fashionable topics now and then. We'll keep talking about these things. We'll talk to Susie Jones. We'll get weather. And then I haven't heard from A-Rod yet, but he clearly needs some PR help. So, A-Rod, I know you're listening. You listen to the flagship of the Timberwolves all the time. Let's talk Timberwolves. Feel free to call in, and I can help you with your PR. Blois Hulson in for Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO. Just two kids in America. Susie Jones, Blois Hulson. The real kid in the room is David Josephson, who's like 35 years younger than both of us. But Susie Jones, what are you watching in the newsroom right now?
Well, other than the legislature.
Yes.
That's what I actually wrote. Other than the legislature.
Yes.
I wrote myself some notes.
That's good.
Yeah.
So other than the legislature, what's news in the newsroom?
Well, I wanted to ask you, have you already mentioned that Governor Walz just said he had a productive meeting with legislative leaders? Blah,
he
blah,
said
blah.
That last week too, Susie. Why is this different?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. That was a recent tweet.
Yeah, no. I know. I just...
You have no faith?
Well, I always have faith. Mm. I've been hearing for weeks behind the scenes that, you know, nothing was going to get done. They didn't need to get anything done. Why would they get anything done? And then the deadline came and went and nothing got done. Mm. So in an election year, there's some big issues like nursing home funding, the bonding bill, some other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if he gets Republicans to come back, the governor's going to have to give up a lot more than he's given up already. That's my gut.
Okay.
That's my gut.
All right. Well, the other story that we are covering is an awful sad one, and that is today that the mother of a six-year-old who was found fatally shot in the trunk of a car that she was driving in Mound on Friday has now been charged with murder. She is accused of shooting the child up to 9 times in the car with a shotgun. Her name is Julissa Angelica Jenrich Thaler, and she's 28 years old, of Spring Park, as we've heard in the news, second-degree murder. But the criminal complaint is pretty detailed, and it's some media outlets are choosing to leave things out because it's pretty gruesome. But just to remind folks, according to that criminal complaint, on Friday, May 20th, about 7 in the morning, police conducted a traffic stop on a Chevy Impala driven by Thaler. It was missing its tire, so it was the rim, which is, you know, obviously a problem. The back window of the vehicle was broken out, and there appeared to be blood on Thaler's hand. According to the criminal complaint, there was also a shotgun shell and spent casing in the vehicle, as well as blood. And again, this is, I'll just read it one time and not again. It looked like a bullet hole and brain matter in the back seat. Police determined there was probable cause to search the vehicle, and that it couldn't be operated. And then they did find Eli, the young six-year-old, in the trunk with the shotgun. Now, apparently they let her go.
Yeah, that's what I'm – this is one of the details of this story. There's a few that we're going to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, good.
But that is one of them that I'm really not clear on is how they could let her go.
With that much kind of jarring physical evidence.
It seems like probable cause was there.
Right, to take her
to detain her at least
for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, they found his body. They went to her apartment. She was doing some washing, and then they found her leaving. She was on foot and then arrested. And again, she had blood on her hands and on her hair. And a witness, the man she was with, told police that she had wanted to learn how to use a shotgun and had actually purchased the shotgun.
Ugh.
On March 17th, and they had gone to a gun range, and she carried it apparently in a gray blanket. And when they searched the car again, they did find that gray blanket again. But the tragedy just continues to deepen on this story because there was a lot of conversation about foster home and custody, and that she had just been granted full custody,
mm-hmm,
even though she has a criminal history and some mental illness. And then I read even further, there are also court documents, Blaise, that say the child had special needs. Okay. I noticed it looked as though he was wearing hearing aids in some of the shots, some of the photos, and the father, again, worrying about his safety. So anyway, it is a terrible story. She will be in court tomorrow for her first appearance on the second-degree charge. And we'll hear, you're going to speak to an attorney about that coming up at the 5 o'clock?
No, we're going to talk to listeners. This is what I took from this story, and I take it from so many of them right now, is that in my lifetime, generally, the rule was courts made logical decisions. This one seems to have a lot of factors, and there seem to be a lot of cases like that. So we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
We'll talk to you, too, about the news coming up. I'm Blaise Olson. I'm in for Paul and Jordana. More of your calls and texts on this Monday. What's your mood, Minnesota, on a Monday? We'll be back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.